outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello and welcome to the Massive Attack, 12 days of Amazon Prime Christmas specials. With me, your host Mitch, and with me, as always, the Yule. I don't know what it's a log, I think, but you're not a log. No, my co-host Joe, how are you?
I'm good. I think Yule is the period.
Oh, and they have
the
a log at Christmas.
And the Yule log
is a special log they burn.
Yeah, because it burns longer. I don't know. So we should know these things.
We should research and stuff.
Anyway, we're back.
Yeah, we're back with day three. So we've had two cartoons, all off Amazon Prime. Just a quick recap of what we're doing. Yes, we always do a 12 Days of Christmas specials. We've done it for the last few years. Always with some sort – well, we weren't always with a theme. We started giving ourselves a theme.
The first year, the theme was Christmas.
Yes.
And the second year, the theme was Christmas.
Yes.
So I think there is a theme.
Yeah. So this one, they are all things that were found on Amazon Prime. Now, they're not easy to find because Amazon Prime is awkward. So go back to episode one if you haven't and hear the story of finding these things.
So just to throw it out there, we're not affiliated with Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime are not paying us to do this.
God, no.
We are still, or you are still paying your subscription for Amazon Prime.
I am.
So because we are not in their back pocket, we can actually come out here and say how shit their search function is.
Correct.
So I think we found this one by not only typing Christmas because it didn't come up.
No.
Did we actually type in the word Santa
in
this
game? We typed in the word Santa. I don't know if it turned up though. No. I think we went through Shirley Temple's story time. And other people watched, and I think we got there that way.
I think we did.
But still, it's there. So it is called Santa's Enchanted Village.
And it was pretty enchanted,
like
wasn't it?
Like a euphemism for a clitoris. But no,
no. Santa's a boy. He doesn't have a clitoris.
He can have one if he wants. He's a magical being.
He is.
All right. So, yes. So this one's from 1964. We are going modern, bitches. Yes. What?
I was just thinking how explicit we've been going on these Christmas episodes. Normally, we don't swear too much on the Christmas episodes.
Bullshit.
Unless you're talking about Orko.
Well, this is close to Orko.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. So, we've had two animated shorts in the past. Now, this is another short one. What was it about?
I think it was about 15 minutes. So, it was a little bit longer than the other ones.
Felt long.
It did.
It dragged.
Because it had that weird bit at the start that seemed to be separate to the Christmas special.
Yes. So, all right. So, it opens with a birthday cake. 1964 children from 1964 with birthday hats, like
the folded conical, paper hats.
Yep. Sitting around this giant birthday cake. There's a sign, Happy Birthday, Mother Goose.
Yep.
This is Santa's, you know, Enchanted Village.
Yep.
So it's Happy Birthday, Mother Goose.
Yep. And what would you expect for a Christmas special?
And to the right of the main person,
Merlin the Magician,
of course. And to the left, we have a skunk.
Yeah.
A dude in a very dodgy skunk suit.
Yes.
And the MC of this party.
The MC, yes.
The Mickey D. Ronald McDonald himself, of course. And he introduces Merlin.
Yep.
Who needs no introduction. He's a fucking wizard. He's there with his wizard sleeve and it's all good. And he hands out his bits of paper to the kids and goes through teaching them how to make a paper hat by folding this bit of paper. And
awkwardly.
Well, he's wearing the stupid fucker from, you know,
Ronald McDonald gloves
that he can't do fucking shit in them. So he's like, yeah, just do that. There's no take twos in these filming, obviously.
No.
And they film their hats and they put them on. He puts them on himself and he's like, do I look good? What about now? And he turns his head, do I look silly? It's like, fuck yes, you do.
And we tried to look this up on IMDb, but there is very limited information about this. So I was trying to work out which Ronald McDonald it was. Because I know Weatherman Willard Scott in America is famous for playing Ronald McDonald in his career.
Okay.
But I don't know if this was him or not. Watching it, both of us kind of came to the same conclusion that the Ronald McDonald here reminded us of Will Ferrell.
Yes. Will Ferrell was to play it as a skit, this is Ronald.
There was a lot
Will
of Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Basically, they sing Happy Birthday to Mother Goose.
And he talks on behalf of her and says she's very happy and thank you for thinking. He's like, well, how do you know? Why isn't she there? Anyway.
And obviously, it took a little while for them to film this because some of those candles were well melted into that cake.
Yeah, so, and that's fine. And he didn't even introduce the show.
No.
He just went to black.
Yeah, it just kind of faded to black.
And then we got Santa's Enchanted Village.
And I thought it might have been animated because it looked animated credit.
And thank fuck it wasn't, because it's fucking crazy.
So it was directed by a guy by the name of Manuel San Fernando, and you did a little bit of digging.
Fernando.
And he actually went on to direct a couple of notable things in his career.
A Santo movie. And if you don't know who Santo is, he's a Mexican mass wrestler.
Yeah.
Or a luchador.
He is.
And he made many, many films of his time where he would fight things like vampires.
Yeah.
And monsters and crime bosses. Mm. He was a superhero movie back in the day, like for the Mexicans and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Now they just like the Smiths. But... So he directed that and another thing, which was like
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
Because we had to look up the Spanish translation. So it was El Gato, El Combatos or something.
And we get to meet the cat from Puss in Boots. And like I said before, there was a dude in a skunk, really dodgy skunk outfit. There is a crossover so that he is in the show that they presented. So he was with Ronald earlier. So there is a link in that way. But apart from that, no link.
No. So we start off with the episode of Stinky the Skunk is trying to eat the North Pole because he thinks it's a candy cane.
Wait a sec, because I will. It is. I'll give you the only information we can find on that. It's IMDb premise, and it tells you sort of what it is, and we'll flesh it out a little bit after that. Okay, so it says this is shot at Santa's Village Parks in California and in Dundee, Illinois, in the 60s. It shows many of the park's features, including the snowball ride. No, it didn't. The icy North Pole. Yes, it did. And the Puppet Place Theatre. It did that too.
Yeah. Well, so, a lot of it revolves around the Puppet
Place Theatre. Well, there is a ride. Yes, it's in the background. You don't see it work. It's just in the background.
Yeah.
So there is apparently, I guess it's a frozen pole that they've put water on. There's ice on it. It's literally a pole in the middle. And it's like a fun fair it's like a theme park.
Piss Week World.
In 1967, it's probably awesome. Looking at it, I want to go there. I really do.
Yeah, but you probably went to Wobby's World in Nutterwadding when you were a kid too, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did. I've been to Gunbuyer Park.
I went to Gunbuyer Park recently.
And you loved it.
It was great.
Well, into any 18 times. So this would have been fucking cool.
Yeah.
So it's a theme park, a Christmas theme park. Yeah. Obviously, there was two of them, one in Dundee, Illinois. Yeah. So
in some unnamed place in California.
Yeah. It's like a Disneyland, but for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it starts off and the skunk's doing something.
Licking the pole.
Yeah, licking the pole. And the cat comes up and says, "You think that's an ice cream? No, it's not. Get back to work." And he kind of doesn't. He sort of doesn't want to, so he does other things around this theme park.
Yeah.
And we're talking these are shit suits, okay?
There is a part of me that looked at this and just instantly thought about furries.
No, I didn't even go there.
Right, but then there's a part of me that instantly thinks about furries all the time. But I just thought of it as being a very shitty furry costume was Stinky the Skunk.
Well, I had a vibe. Now, back in our younger days... When we were, you know, wrestling.
Yep.
In inverted commas. And all of our friends would get together at your place.
Yep.
And drink stupid amount, play
Nintendo 64 wrestling games.
Games and watch shitty TV.
Yep.
Someone discovered fun for cool kids with Andy Jones and the Funky Monkey.
It was Crackerjack that brought us that to our attention.
And it was a VHS.
Yep.
Actually Christmas themed.
Was it?
Because it was crap Christmas. Ah. And they had the goal of who could find the crappiest present to give to somebody else. And that's how we got it. Someone gave it to him that way. So there you go. It's Christmas linked.
Yeah.
And it's like a kid's entertainer. So it's Andy Jones who sings songs and tells jokes and does that stuff. And he's got Funky Monkey with him, which is this, what we assume is an old Greek man in a monkey suit. And it was just terribly dumb. It's like a really poor man's Wiggles.
Yep.
Yeah. And it even had a phone number on it that you guys drunkenly rang.
Yeah, we rang. It was like, for booking information, ring Andy Jones on this number. Wasn't even like his management company. I think it was his personal number. And, but anyway.
Yeah, so we watched that a lot.
We did.
There were lots of moments. It's like, why is
it's a little car.
Why is that Bucky yelling at us so angrily? I've actually got some Andy Jones joke books on my bookshelf behind me. Because I found them, it's like, that's Andy Jones. No, Funky Monkey, it's just not the same, but I bought them just for nostalgia's sake.
Getting back to the matter at hand.
Yeah, that's a vibe I was getting.
Yeah.
Really cheap suits. Well, we definitely got a Funky Monkey vibe later. But so he's going around the park. So I guess it's a bit of a travelogue, sort of seeing what's there, but there's not a lot.
No.
And he does walk into the toy factory, and there's a sign that says toy factory. And there's a bunch of elves, which are just pretty young things.
Teenage girls?
old. Oh, we're talking 1819, I think.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought so. They're young adults.
Yeah.
I'm going to say young adults. All right. So, and I assume they're elves.
Well, they were wearing little green Peter Pan type costumes, so maybe they were elves.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if it's established that this is a theme park or, no, this is Santa's North Pole. I don't know.
Yeah.
So they're making toys.
Yeah.
They're wrapping toys, and he sort of looks in and goes, nah, fuck this, and he walks out again.
What I thought was really weird in this early scene is there's no background music, so it's just shots of Stinky the Skunk wandering around, opening doors and looking in toy factories and
things. You're just sort of seeing stuff that's around. And is that where he meets the wolf? Or does,
he goes to the puppet palace.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of kids watching a puppet show.
Yeah, which is obviously a big deal.
Yeah.
That must be a big part of Christmas Town or wherever this place is.
Yeah. So he goes there, and as it turns out, there's also a bunch of the workers that are there watching the puppets as well.
Mm.
And in the meantime, we see Mr. Ferocious the Wolf, what he was called in the credits.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Ferocious goes and visits Santa and has a bit of a whinge that Stinky the Skunk isn't working hard enough.
And he's an angry, angry wolf.
He's ferocious. And then we have a scene of Mr. Ferocious looking around the park to try and find where Skunky is.
Let's go back a bit.
Okay.
He's talking to Santa.
Yep.
He's complaining. What's Santa doing?
Laughing hysterically.
Maniacally. He's a bit nuts.
Yeah. And doesn't speak. He just laughs.
He just laughs maniacally. He's scary.
Yes.
It's the scariest Santa I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen Bill Goldberg in Santa's sleigh. Now, it was just like, what are you on, Santa? He's just, it was disturbing.
Yeah. So speaking of disturbing as well, Mr. Ferocious wanders around looking for the skunk. And I think he must have like piano accordions or something in his toes.
Oh, yeah. Every time he walks, it's kind of the only sound you get at some points. And the ducks walked in front of the skunk. I love the ducks. I don't know why. Ducks. It was just random ducks. They walked past and I just thought, ducks.
Yep.
And then he's like, because I'm sure they thought it was funny that he'd be walking one way and then sort of come around the other. He didn't really go anywhere.
No.
The ducks fucking came back. And I popped for the ducks. It's like, the ducks are back. Sweet. I don't know why. I just like the ducks. Yeah, eventually. So the skunk's there and he's watching this
puppet show.
And the kids all start walking away from the skunk because I guess he smells.
Except for that one kid that obviously wasn't a very good actor.
And he was just fascinated by him kid. And he's like talking to him and poking him a bit. And so I'm saying, okay. And it's just sort of weird. Then Ferocious Wolf walks in, finds him, and he's hiding behind a branch. He's brought a branch in with him. And then he goes and yells at Skunk, tells him to get back to work. All the kids run away. All the workers piss bolt back to work.
Yeah, one girl's like trying to put the toys together. And the head of the doll just won't go on.
See all this montage now of all these elves putting toys together. And they're shit. Like all you have to do is put a fucking head on a doll. And she can't. And she almost gives up and throws it back on the thing.
Yeah.
Half done. And it's like, you couldn't do a take two. Seriously. And you're putting together. Yeah,
the editing is terrible.
Oh, it was bizarre. Yeah, and that's it. Then Santa goes for a walk. So everyone's gone back to work. They're making toys. Then you got Santa walking up to the puppet theater.
Trailing two
reindeers. And I got excited for the reindeers. Maybe I just love animals. He's actually got some reindeers.
They seem quite small, though.
I guess so. I'm not heightus when it comes to reindeers.
They just seem little reindeers. Anyway.
Yeah, and it just ends. And then the next scene, you see the wolf watching the puppet show. And totally mesmerized by it.
Yeah.
And then you got Santa opens the doors, has a looks in, and just fucking laughs maniacally, and it fades to black.
Yeah.
It's, what the fuck did we just watch?
It's not quite as out there as, say, A Junkie's Christmas saw in the first.
Which I can still recommend.
I still get that every year. But that we found that somewhere
for
the first year of 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
This, I think the producers may have had the same amount of drugs as the people in The Junkie's Christmas did. But, yeah, it was strange. And as you said, like, Santa was just scary.
Yes. Yes, he was.
They were obviously flying very loose with this.
Maybe entertainment-wise on TV, we just didn't give a shit.
Maybe.
People just ate up whatever you gave them. We didn't have the expertise or the knowledge of what was good TV, a second take. Yes, we had movies back then, but TV was disposable. No one saw it again, I guess, until now when you get Amazon Prime and you luck upon it because the search engine doesn't work. Fucking crazy Santa. So I reckon we change the tropes around a bit.
Oh, we should.
Laughing Santa. Let's get religion because I think we're not getting any religion.
All right, so we'll get rid of religion. We'll bring in Laughing Santa.
Crazy. Laughing Santa.
So that has got a massive tick for this, Crazy Laughing Santa. We don't have any religion. We didn't have a real gift exchange. We saw
just making gifts.
Elves making toys. No tree trimming, no meals. So Christmasness of this program,
it's
not
a, it's a
high.
Christmas village with Santa in it.
Do you reckon that's only not year round?
Yeah.
So people in February or whatever, or July, go to the Christmas themes place?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think Mick Foley would.
Probably.
It's very, a lot of wrestling in today's episode.
Too much. Anyway, I'm glad we watched this.
I'm totally glad we watched it. The I don't know if I want to watch it again anytime soon.
No, I don't think anyone deserves to watch this again. The IMDb rating of this is 2.8 out of 10.
Sounds about right.
Oh, I think that's a bit generous. But if you want to look it up, I'm sure it's probably on YouTube or somewhere else too. So you could suffer the pain of the
Santa's
laughing Santa.
Enchanted Village.
Very enchanted. It does sound like a euphemism.
Yeah. Who knows what we've got in store? Only 9 days to go.
Hopefully tomorrow we can find something equally as entertaining as this was.
I hope so.
All righty. And until then, thank you very much, Mitch.
No worries.
And we'll be back tomorrow.
Bye. Signs of